the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today, December 1st, in the Orthodox Church, we commemorate the Holy Prophet Nahum. And I'm guessing that most of you, many of you, certainly are not familiar with the Prophet Nahum. He is one of what are called the Minor Prophets. The reason for this being that his prophecy, the book named after him, Nahum, in the Old Testament, is only 3 chapters long. The major prophets you have, like Isaiah, Ezekiel, and so forth, their books, of course, are much longer. So Nahum's book is only divided up today in modern times into 3 different chapters. It's a short book. Now, Nahum's name means comfort. And this is quite the irony, because if you read Nahum's book, it doesn't sound very comforting. Because like most of the prophets, Nahum is speaking directly to a people who have offended God, who have disobeyed God, and he is speaking about God's judgment. So why is his name comfort? Well, his name is comfort because, as is so often the case in the Bible, actually systematically the case, you can't find exceptions to it. The ones who are comforted are the ones who are weak. Because Nahum is speaking to the people who are in power. Specifically, Nahum is speaking to the Ninevites, and he's speaking more broadly to what we historically would call the Assyrian Empire. And the reason that Nahum is speaking with this Assyrian Empire and with the Ninevites is not because they were his fellow Jews. It was because Nahum and many of the Jews at the time had been exiled hundreds of years before, at least 100 years before, into the Assyrian Empire. Why was that? Well, if we read the history books, we would hear different reasons, and this king fighting that king and so forth, and the Assyrians winning and ultimately exiling the Jews. But when we read scripture, what we hear is because God used the Assyrian Empire. He used the Ninevites. Why? Because his people Israel had disobeyed him, and they were being punished. And so you'll remember then the story that we read on Great and Holy Saturday from the book of Jonah. People of the Assyrian Empire, the Ninevites, just like the Jews and just like us, were not perfect. And they needed to repent. And so God sent them the prophet Jonah, who, remember, didn't even want to go to them because they're their enemy of the Jews. And so that's why God swallowed him up in this great fish and spit him out on the land and said, "No, you're going to preach anyway. They also need repentance. I also care about this people." And at first, the Ninevites listened. But as is so often the case, as the years and the decades and centuries go by, people tend to forget God, they forget his commandments. And what did the Assyrians do that was so bad according to Nahum? Well, they were an empire. And they do what all empires do. And that is they kill, they take over other people's land and property and give it to themselves and have people pay tribute. In other words, the great oppress the weak. And Nahum was preaching to them that because they had not listened continuously to the prophet Jonah and had not learned to live at peace with their neighbors and to be satisfied with what they had and always seeking after more, that God was going to destroy them. And of course, we know historically speaking that that the Ninevites were destroyed. The city of Nineveh was destroyed. The Assyrian Empire is no more. Long gone. All the other empires that have come and gone historically. And it was Nahum who preached this to them. So what does this have to do with us today? I think there are 2 things that we can apply to our own situation today. The first is us as a country, as a nation. Brothers and sisters, there's no doubt we are an empire. If you don't believe me, go and ask all of the people over the last 100 years, 50 years, that we have persecuted and bombed and raped and pillaged their lands. Go and ask the people in Gaza whether or not we're an empire. When the bombs hit them that say, made in the USA. It's time for us to wake up as a nation, to wake up as a people. You have opportunities. You know, in so many countries, people can't do anything about their government. And we, you know, granted, have limited opportunities. But you can write your representatives. You can speak out. We have the freedom of speech in this country still. You can write on social media. You can draw attention. You can speak with your friends and try to influence the way that we operate as a country. Because ultimately, we are going to pay the price. Every empire has. The question is, will we wake up in time before that? Or do we have to pay a steep price like the Ninevites? You know, many people in this country wonder why it is that we have this problem with these school shootings and now mass shootings. You know, I remember when the first time my wife and I decided we were going to go to Cancun. People were so scared. Oh, Father, you better be careful down there. I said, I'd rather go there than into my kid's school. I'm probably safer down there. And that's not a joke. It's the reality. And right before we went, there was that mass shooting in Las Vegas. And I said, who among us in America is scared to go to Las Vegas? But these things happen all over the place in our country. Why? Because we are a warlike people. We think the answer is war. This country is against us. Let's go to war with them. This country's against us. Let's sanction them and see how far we can drive them into the ground. Is it no wonder that our children and that our people who suffer from mental illness think that the answer is to turn to violence? You remember, I remember it very well. It would have been, what, 8 years ago now? Our current president-elect Trump was president. And people were going crazy about him. You know, on the news, you never heard anything good about him in the mainstream media. Except for what happened. Well, he decided to bomb Syria. And then everything changed. I couldn't believe my eyes. I couldn't believe what I was hearing with my ears when you saw it on TV. They said, this is the first time I've seen presidential. Really? Is that what being presidential is? Is bombing other countries? We have to ask ourselves this. And we have to try to do something about it. Again, speak out against it. Support people who are trying to stop this kind of violence and this kind of hatred in the world. So that's number one for us as a nation. And number two for us individually. It's important for us to understand in this consumer society in which we live. It's important for us to understand that God has given us the gifts that He has given us. Our money, our things. Not so that we would possess them, but so that we would be stewards of them to give to others. You see, the Assyrian Empire in its time had great wealth compared to the other places around it. And what did it do with that wealth? It didn't share it. It didn't help raise up others and make them stronger. Those who were weaker, make them stronger. It put them down. And see, we have the same choice with our material things, with our possessions, with our money. You see, even me, I fall into it. We say, have this word in our possessions as though it's mine. No, it's not ours. It's a gift that God has given us. And if God has given us many gifts, don't do what people in our society would think is, I've become great. I must have done something right. Don't think even as some Christians, God forbid, say today that if you're a good Christian, God will make you rich. So if you're rich and you have many things, You think, I must be doing something right. God is pleased with me. No. Listen to Nahum. Listen to Nahum. Listen to the other prophets. You see, God used the Assyrian Empire for His own will to exile His people who had disobeyed Him. It wasn't because the Assyrians were good. It's because God needed someone here in this world to use. And when it went to their heads and they thought they were great and powerful, God decided to punish them. And so it will be with us. If God uses us and gives us gifts, He's given us those gifts to help others, to uplift others. We start to think that somehow God has given us those things simply so we can enjoy them, so that we can have more pleasure, so that we can think that we have become greater. God will humble us. That's the message that Nahum gives us today. So brothers and sisters, as we are in this season of Advent, as we're leading up to Christmas, thank God, one of the most wonderful times in our society, because people decide to be charitable this time of the year. Let us lean into that as our society does. Of course, we want to go beyond that the other times of the year. But let us, during this Advent season, take stock of our own lives. Take stock of our material possessions, our spiritual gifts, and make sure that we use them as stewards to uplift those who are weak. To God be all glory, honor, and worship forever and ever. Amen.